And who brought you mine? Auntie Pat?
Yes.
Auntie Pat has a bunny rabbit called Molly, doesn't she? She had one called Poppy, but she hasn't got it Poppy anymore. She's just got Molly. And when we went to Auntie Pat's house, were you allowed to hold Molly and stroke her?
Yeah, I did.
And Grandad was there?
Yes.
And then afterwards, Auntie Pat bought you Molly, didn't she? This little bunny rabbit. So that you had a Molly like she had a Molly. Where are you going? Oh, Thomas.
Yeah.
Your nose is a bit runny. Your nose is a bit runny. Your head's sweaty because you've been chasing around. Steady, steady. And hey, your trousers are footing down as well. Ooh, you silly. Dipsy was stroking Molly, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, Dipsy's giving Molly a kiss. Are you kissing Molly?
Oh, but... No. That.
Yeah, you bumped your head before, didn't you? On the camera.
Are you going to sit down? Nice and quiet at this side of the room. I've got Dipsy, Lala, Poe and Molly all sitting really good. Aren't they being good and quiet? Are you going to come and sit quietly? You come and sit quietly. That's right now.
Poe.
Where have we been? Where have we been?
The chip shops.
The chip shops. We've not been to the chip shop, not once. Went to the ice cream van and he was shook, wasn't he? Have you been to the seaside?
What's Dimbus doing?
Was that the sound of the brakes on the bus? Shh. And the floor goes low, doesn't it? So we can wheel the push over.
Nana?
So have you been to the seaside to stay with Nana and Grandad?
Nice hat. Very nice
hat. Have you been to the seaside? You normally make when you've got your helmet on?
A big noise.
There is a big noise, yes, it's you.
There we go again.
the only one with a yellow hat, you know. Mommy has a yellow hat.
No bee bars.
No. Mummy, silly. This is a woolly hat, isn't it?
Yes.
Silly Mummy. Are you going to tell Dimitri what you've been doing?
He just brushed water.
Yes, you went in the sea, didn't you? You had your Wellingtons on and you just paddled a little bit in the sea and the water went over the top of your Wellingtons. And did you have to have clean socks on?
Yes.
You were making sandcastles with Grandad, weren't you? But unfortunately, we forgot to take your buckets, and Grandad didn't have a bucket, so we used a plant pot and a spade. Didn't we? Making sandcastles with Grandad?
Yes.
And did you collect some stones to bring back?
Yes.
From the seaside? Thomas, did you bring some stones back from the seaside?
Yes.
Where was the seaside?
What's
the seaside called?
Oh, this way.
Oh, no, it's nice to put the hat on that. Put the hat on the handle. Oh, you're just being so giddy and silly.
Beaver.
Listen, Thomas, tomorrow when we go to our music class, do you realise you're going to have to sit quiet?
Yeah.
Sit still and be quiet for the man.
Shh.
Yes. Shh. Well, how about practising now? Oh, you do look gorgeous. You do look nice.
Oh,
no, stop. Let's put the hat back on the handle, please. You silly. Come here, let's pull your shorts up.
Me, baby.
The bee bar on, yes, the bee bar on. It's a yellow helmet. Show Dimitri what you look like.
Red.
Those shorts are going to be on the floor in a minute. Come here, pull them up. No, no throwing. What have we said?
No brushing trees.
No, well, no brushing trees when you're outside, but what have we said inside? We've said no throwing, haven't we? Are you being a good boy or a naughty boy?
Bricks.
Bricks, that's right. Build some bricks on here. Thomas, are you being a good boy or a naughty boy?
Yes.
I'm going to pull these shorts up when I've got the chance. There we are.
Beaver, beaver!
No. Just think, Mummy's only just come into this house. What is she going to think? She's going to think she's come to a madhouse.
Madhouse.
That's right. Just sit quietly with Molly. Make her feel at home. Make her feel welcome. Oh, are you stroking Molly? Thomas, when we see Purdy, are you going to be gentle with Purdy and quiet and stroke Purdy nicely? Yes.
Well.
Oh, that's lovely, kissing bell. Actually, when we came home, Purdy was here, wasn't she, at the gate? And she lay on the grass. And she let you stroke her. I think she's wondered what's happened to you. I think she's missed you, actually.
A bomb.
That's what she was doing. Yes, she was lying down on the grass having a sleep, wasn't she? When we got out of the car, she didn't make any attempt to move. She just lay there and let you stroke her, didn't she? Daddy said when we first went away that Purdy thought it was fantastic because it was quiet, but then apparently yesterday she was missing us. The big truck don't move. Oh, well, you put it away and then it won't move, will it? And what did you see on the motorway today?
Two, one, yay!
Look at the world of your own, what you saw. Is this like being on a train?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it like being on the bus? Is it like being on your bicycle? Or is it like being in Grandad's car?
No walk.
No walk.
No move.
No move. Are you stuck? There is a big mess. We don't want to make a big mess or a big noise, do we?
Like the truck back.
Yes, put the truck back, Thomas, and we'll look at something else. Shall we take Molly for a ride? How about putting Molly in the truck? And what about Dipsy?
Powell, Nana.
Looks like Dipsy Powell and Lola can all go for a ride, can't they? Just watch these straps.
A truck, a Powell.
Powell as well. Well, are you going to take them for a ride?
Yes. And a ride.
Oh.
Ride. Oh, a chips.
The straps on. Do they need the straps on to secure them in? You have to have straps on when you're in the car, don't you? Are they going for a ride? A ride in the brum-brum?
Truck.
Oh, in the truck? I'm sorry, yes. Silly. Are they on the motorway? Are they on the motorway going to Blackpool?
Blackpool.
Where?
Blackpool Chip Shops.
Blackpool Chip Shops. I know you didn't go to any chip shops in Blackpool, Thomas. We went to an ice cream van and it was shut, wasn't it? So we had to go somewhere else and find a shop. So an ice cream. Did Grandma buy us an ice cream?
Mala cheese.
Mala where?
Mala cheese.
On the trees.
A man in the trees.
A man in the trees. Oh, where's the man in the tree?
Oh, a man is here. By the trees, by the trees.
Right. By the trees.
No, by the dog.
Somebody banged their head on a tree.
Yes.
Oh, who is that?
No, right, in the trees.
Bang the head on some trees. Who is that? Who banged the head on the tree?
Yes.
Have you banged your head on a tree?
Yes.
When?
Oh, bang the trees.
You fell over a lot, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning. Oh.
It was not. Oh, me. I'm a pole.
You sat down. We had to go inside, didn't we? That's what you did, yes. You banged your head when you fell, but it wasn't on the tree, it was on the floor.
No!
Yes, that's exactly what you did, but don't do it again. It's sore. And we'll have to go wash your knee. Yes, that's right. You lay on the floor and cried. Then what happened? Did Mummy give you a big cuddle? Did Mummy give you a big cuddle?
About the shoes. And then
I think probably what it was when you tripped up and banged your knee, you were lying down and you could see the trees, because you've not really been on that angle before, have you? Yeah. Looking up at the trees. You did bump your head and you bumped your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened this morning? Grandma fell downstairs, didn't she? Grandma fell downstairs.
Hello?
She didn't cry, but she shouted, "Grandad, help!" She fell down 3 steps and hurt her ankle, didn't she? And she had you with her.
In a book.
Oh dear.
And then the park.
In the park? Yeah, you fell in the park. You were. I think you've had that many falls, Thomas. We on Friday. You fell in the park, in Disbury Park.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday we fell going to Joe's house.
Yes.
On Tuesday you fell at Toddler Groom. That was when you really fell and did you really quite hurt yourself on Tuesday.
And then.
Yes. Grandma fell downstairs this morning.
And you, then. Bang
a knee. Bang a knee, you did bang a knee, didn't you?
And then in the park.
In the park, that's right. And then today you came home, leant on the child gate, and it wasn't secure, and you fell on that, didn't you?
And then.
Yeah, well, don't try and do it again, because that wasn't nice, was it?
No,
I've just gone to Stockport to some shops.
A chip shop!
No, they've not gone to the chip shop. Mummy couldn't say that, could she? Shopping at the shops in Stockport in the sun.
A chip shop!
No, they've not gone to the chip shop. But they're coming back at 3:00. And if you're in this mood, they won't want you because you're silly.
Hold on.
All done.
I've got chops.
All done trucks.
Oh, what's that?
Is there a hat in there? Oh, put them in nicely. No, nicely. Now, what's Poe done to deserve that, Thomas? Be gentle. Is Molly still in the truck?
Yes.
Oh. When we were in the park with Grandma and Grandad the other day, we saw a squirrel running up the tree, didn't we?
Yes.
And what did you say?
Down!
You told it to get down, didn't you? Down, bow, down. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a big white dog, didn't we?
Yes.
But that squirrel was naughty running up the tree, wasn't it? Naughty squirrel, yes.
Bump a knee.
Oh, you did bump your knee.
Bump a knee.
Yes.
In the park.
In the park, yeah, and you grazed your arm as well, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And then, you were in the park.
In the park, and I have you tripped.
No, in the park.
And did Mummy take you inside and wet a paper towel with some cold water and rubbed it on your knee?
Yeah.
We had a kiss and a cuddle, didn't we? What would you like?
A cheese.
Some cheese?
Oh, a cheese.
Some cheese. Right. If you have some cheese, you go and get your table ready, please.
Yes.
You sit at the table.
Okay.
There's some cheese and some strawberries and some crisps.
Left for lunch. The strawberries are fresh from the garden, aren't they?
Dinner.
May I sit with you, please?
Yes.
I think at lunchtime you felt a little bit too...
Yummy!
Yummy! A little bit too excited to eat, and then a little bit too tired, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you wanted cheese. You just had a crisp. And where did we go earlier on in the week? Where did we go on Monday? Did we go on a bus?
Washington.
That's a clever boy. Now that is a clever boy. Mm. Well, if anybody could do that, Thomas. Oh, that is clever. Had you made a mess?
Yeah.
But you cleaned it up, didn't you? You're a good boy. Yes, Nana will be really pleased with you when I tell her what you've done. You made a mess, but you cleaned up after yourself. Nice crunchy sound, isn't it?
A bit nervous.
No, just if you're eating, Thomas, just sit still, please. We don't run around with food, do we?
A little set.
You want me to put the hat on? All right, but you sit down on your chair, please, and eat some cheese and strawberries.
Yes.
Thank you. How does that look? Does that look nice?
A big bang.
A big bang. I think it was a strawberry. It went in that tummy so quickly I couldn't see. Who's that? I can feel a strawberry going down that tummy. Into that tummy. I can see a... What did Isabel say to you the other day? Well, she didn't say it to her, she said it to her mummy. She said, Mummy, why does Thomas always say moo? Didn't she? You're going to have some cheese? I can see another strawberry in that bowl. Going to eat some cheese.
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Uh-oh.
Well, you've eaten the strawberries. There's some more in the garden, but they're not quite ripe, aren't they? They've got to be very red. Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Oh, Thomas. Do be careful. You got under the table?
Yes.
Are you having a sleep? Night night. Oh, hello. Steady now.
Bye.
Bye bye.
I found a T-Rex.
Oh, did you bang your head again? You
need yes.
You need your yellow helmet on at all times, I think.
Bye.
Are you going to eat any more crisps and cheese?
No.
Or would you like to take them back to the kitchen, please, for Mummy? You look like your daddy now.
don't know what you're doing with those shorts today. Let's just pull them up. What are you looking at? What's she looking at?
No, all done.
What's all done?
The wall.
What's she looking at?
Are
you looking at the light on the burglar alarm? That's what you're doing. You're looking at the burglar alarm, aren't you? When you move it, like, say, look, there's another one up here. Can you see this one up in the corner of this room? Look at the red light. And then all of a sudden it'll go off, and then when we move, it comes on again, isn't it? I think you must have been saying no work. It wasn't working on the red light.
Your watch.
You're watching it. I don't think you've ever noticed that before, have you? No.
Watch.
Can you sit on my knees to watch? Feet off the chairs. Feet off the chairs.
Down.
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 You don't know the meaning of down, Thomas. No kicking. Are you going to finish this cheese?
No. No.
No, thank you. Or would you like to take it back to the kitchen, please?
Yes.
Good boy, very carefully. Thank you, good boy.
Baby juice.
Baby juice? Is it orange juice?
Juice, oh dear.
Oh, Thomas. Oops. Thomas, oh dear. Did you fall off your chair?
Yes, no.
Thomas, steady, don't. Now that wasn't nice, was it? Come here, you're being silly now. You went to kick the door, didn't you, when you saw Pearlie, and that's not nice. You've just been very silly because you're overtired.
And then?
Yes.
And then?
Don't do it again.
And both.
Don't you dare kick Pearlie. Don't do anything. No. No.
Kick it both.
Don't you dare kick the bell. No. Well, why keep doing it if it hurts? You silly Billy.
Oh dear.
What have you done? Oh, I don't think you've actually done anything. I think it's just a noise you're making. If I see you kicking anything again, you'll be in trouble. Have you made another mess? You're reaching for the cloth, aren't you? What do you want to do?
The water, a big splash.
A big splash? Oh, well, you
the water, you the water.
The water? Why do you want to get some water?
Oh, water.
No, we're not washing up now. We haven't got any dirty plates.
Thomas, let's open the box. Come here. Thomas, come here. Look. Open the box.
Wow.
What's coming out of the bag.
It's a
bee. What have you got?
Oh, it's nice.
It is.
What is it, Thomas?
One more. There's some sticky tape there. We need to take off.
Take it out.
Yes.
Take it out.
Yes.
Or guards.
Or guards. Guards on a train. Guards. Conductors on a bus. Does the guard usually wave the flag, Thomas, on a train?
Oh. Yes.
Does the guard wave the flag?
Train. Let's see if we can get to it. So. Oops. Mmm.
driver on the train. But he's not the driver, really, is he? They're going down to the shops on the train.
It's a shop door.
Yes. He's going through the door.
And are you asking him to shut the door? We were watching to see if there are any trains coming, weren't we?
Yeah.
And would you like to just go and get the white cloth from the chair, please, to wipe your nose?
Yes.
Please,
yes.
Go for it. Just go along to your high chair.
Yes.
And just bring the white cloth, please.
Yes.
Good boy. You can play with the train when you come back. Thank you. Good boy. Just going to wipe your nose.
Shall I wipe your nose? Okay.
Look! Baba!
Hi. Okay? Look, there's a clock there. What time does it say it is?
Tick-tock.
Is that how the clock's...
Oh, bye.
Tick-tock. Do you want to put some more pieces together?
A cheese piece. Oh, this. A cheese piece. No cheese.
It's not cheese, is it? You're trying to eat it like a piece of cheese?
Yes.
Well, that's silly, isn't it?
First of all,
not cheese.
Look, it's hard and it's plastic. And it's green.
Sounds like
does
cheese.
It taste nice?
A cheese for me.
Some cheese for me. No, it's not cheese, I don't think so.
Yummy!
Is it yummy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's even more in there.
More boxes.
More boxes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're making a real big mess here now. And loads of mess as well. Oh, I can't get it out. Oops.
Hey.
Let's see what's in here.
What's in the box?
What are these? Is that traffic signs? That's for the train.
More bee bars. Does it look like your toy fire engine?
Ah, it's a train. Is it a train?
Yes, it's
a train. It's a modern train.
Yes, it's not like Thomas the Tank Engine, is it?
No, it's
like yellow and green trains we saw at the station, isn't it?
And then,
and even more.
Oh, that's your choo-choo train, isn't it?
Choo-choo.
You can put them on the tracks. Train, it says, yes, no, you can go. Yes, you can go. No, you can go.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
tick-tock. It's not a clock. Yeah. That's the clock there. It says it's 8 o'clock. It's like these toys.
Very nice, isn't it?
Shall I bring them every week?
Is it the train set? Is it a train set?
What is this?
I don't know. They're two orange plastic pieces, aren't they?
Oh.
Look at that.
Be careful, Tommy, she really pulls me over though. What's it here?
Who's that? Cup? It makes a funny sound, doesn't it?
A big bang!
A big bang?
Oh, this one, this one.
This one? If you put it there, does it make a big bang? Yes, it does.
Mm. Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And then the baby gets.
The baby.
Down the steps. Why don't you see if the car will go along the train track? See if your racing car will go on the train track, Thomas, on the road.
A big choo-choo.
Look at that beautiful big train. You're a lucky boy then to play with that.
A big bang, yes.
Where is he going?
And then on the big steps. Big steps.
He's going up big steps.
A big bang. Yes, a big bang.
Big bang.
Well, he goes up the big steps and then there's a big bang, doesn't it?
A baby steps.
Ah, that's a baby step, yeah.
What do you say when you go over road humps like that?
Rum, rum!
You say, what's the deal?
What's the deal?
Don't you? Grandma has a poorly neck and we went over a road hump this morning, it hurt her neck. Mm-hmm. And so the next time we went over one, you held your neck when you said, what's the deal? Because you were copying Grandma. Mm-hmm. What's the deal? Why don't you show Molly the train, Thomas?
No.
Molly's sitting on the sofa. Why don't you get to her and show her the train?
That makes so much noise, Thomas. Maybe you can put it down here.
Oh, yes, a big bang!
Oh, you like the big bang?
Yes.
Look what I've made here, though. Look.
Look at that. Which I bet Daddy wishes he was here to play with this. Dear. Well, Thomas, the man's fallen out of the train.
Look.
You think he's toasty to me? Oh, you better give him a kiss, haven't you?
Yeah, he fell down just before.
Yes, Mama, did you?
What happened to him? Did he hurt himself?
Did he? The man.
Did he bang his head on the floor?
Yes.
Oh, does his head hurt then?
Mum, yes, and the man is dead.
Oh no, are you going to kiss him better? Oh, that's nice. I think he also hurt his knee as well.
Yes.
Are you going to kiss his knee better? Ah, that's nice. So you can see him.
Yes, a big bang!
Yay, we know now.
Thomas, what is the train track? It's green like Dipsy, but the purple colour's like Jinky Winky, isn't it?
It is.
This goes there.
Yes.
And these are for the car. This is a road for the car to drive on. Do you want to have a look, Thomas?
It's a red car.
And it has to stop here. When the train goes past, Yeah, so that they don't crash. And then when that goes out, the car can go. Yeah.
That's what you say when you go over the road, haven't you, isn't it? There's the car going up your head.
Now we can make it do it down as well. Oops. There. Like my long hair, don't you?
Oh.
Yeah. Nice and gently.
Beep beep beep
and
beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep
beep
beep beep beep
beep beep beep
beep beep beep
Thomas.
The move shop.
Why are you saying it doesn't move? Are you going to move it?
Move the truck, I think. You're moving it, Tom.
Oh, this. This one.
This one?
Which one?
Oh. Oh, fuck. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Are you stuck?
See you soon.
Look, there's a tree in there.
A tree?
Yes, a tree. Oh, look at the tree.
It's nice.
Joe.
And what are they telling you? What do you want to tell them?
Ben?
Ah, it's Mummy.
Mummy, I made a mess.
We've made a big mess here.
Are you listening to Mummy's conversation? Are you going to talk to somebody on the telephone?
Yes. Beba. Yes. Beba.
You've got a telephone in your toy box. Why don't you go and find it? No, Thomas, leave that one.
Gino.
Yes, that's Mummy's voice, isn't it, on the answer machine?
No, look what happened to the telephone. It fell and it hurt itself.
Yes.
Genome. Oh. You tell Sue or Joe, whoever's on the phone, you talk to them. And tell them what you've been doing over the past few days. Where have you been staying?
Stockport?
No, you've come back to Stockport. Where were you staying?
Yes.
Were you staying at the seaside?
Yes.
Oh, are you saying goodbye to them now?
No. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Well done.
See you soon.
See you soon. Be careful.
I see so many boxes.
Too many boxes, aren't there? Look what we've made here. There's loads of boxes. Are you feeding me my hair? You cannot eat your hair because it's short.
Did you have your hair cut? That's right, you had your hair cut. They went snip snip. And Grandad had his cut at the same time, didn't he? Were you a very brave boy at the hairdressers?
What did you do then? You threw it in the air! That's to wipe your little nose. Would you like to play some more with these toys?
More toys!
Yes. Would you like to play some more? My shirts and t-shirts and sweaters and yes, all the time you do that whenever I come here. You have a belly button there as well. Maybe they'll see, let this be the other people I work for, and then they'll pay me more because it's dangerous. Yes.
I'll get a yellow helmet.
I feel a bit poorly of all this.
A bit sore.
Are you going to kiss me better?
Thomas, be gentle. Give to Beatrice. She's sore now.
Yes, my head is sore. Yes.
It's finished.
All right.
All done.
Goodbye.
Holding this, but you are a rough boy. Did he hurt you actually? I know you were. You
no.
Well, you're giving me a kiss because it's poor Demetra.
Yes. Yes.
No, I've turned it off. I've done it wrong.
I'll put them in the box now and I'll bring them back next week. But I think it was more interesting the other time that I brought the.
Well, if I think the thing today is he's not been home very long, and he's a bit excited about being back, and he's, you know, he's just in the city, but I'm quite sure another time.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep bringing them.
Yeah. Well, perhaps the next time we'll do this first.
And maybe I just went to the city centre, and then I brought it from there.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's really nice. It's early learning centre.
Yeah.
It's superb.
And I'm probably going to take some pieces out so that we can build it quite quickly.
Yes. Yeah.
It is quite noisy.
Well, I don't think that it is. He is, yeah. It's noisy. Could you just check that this is all fit it all sorted before?
Yeah, power off, that's right. Right. Let's do that first then.
Thomas, calm down. No, the telephone, I didn't actually worry about that because I knew that it was actually Elena phoning me this morning. It was her message to because I was upstairs when she rang and I didn't get a chance to turn the machine off. But quite often when he's pretending to talk into the telephone, he actually says a lot of things, so I was quite happy. I'll just do 1471 and check who it was phoning us. We do not have the caller's number, that's probably on our phone, so I would imagine it's Peter's parents. Thomas? No. Phone it. Now we're going to put these away now, we've finished.